Hi, this is WAER Music Director Eric Cohen, welcoming you to another edition of my podcast, Jazz Journeys, heard exclusively on WAER.org. On this edition of Jazz Journeys, we head to the movies and analyze a heartfelt documentary directed by Alan Hicks titled Keep On, Keepin' On, which is an affectionate and moving look at the relationship between legendary trumpeter Clark Terry and Justin Coughlin, a talented young 23-year-old blind piano prodigy. Now 93, Clark actually celebrated his 91st and 92nd birthdays during the making of the film. Even without the visuals, the audio from the movie's official trailer give you a glimpse into this very unique relationship.
No. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Clark Terry, the trumpet player, is without a doubt to me the top of the list. He was my idol, man.
Dizzy Gillespie walked up to me and he said, I don't think you know who you're married to. He said, he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, trumpet players ever.
You hear Clark, you hear his life. Now, only a master can do that. And Clark is a master.
The first time I met CT was when I was studying at William Patterson University. We would meet and he would teach us these amazing standards.
I think he's one of the most talented pianists that ever walked the face of this earth.
When I lost my sight, I kind of just gravitated towards the piano. Clark was losing his sight, and I think he was having a pretty tough time adjusting to it.
How are you hanging in there, CT?
That really was a bond that began a beautiful, deeper relationship.
That's the most important thing you can get as a young musician. Somebody believes in you. Makes you believe in yourself more.
His playing is like a window into the great things of the past.
I'm going to be in the Thelonious Monk competition.
Yeah.
My stomach has been in a knot.
I want to be a great jazz musician. I have to figure out how to be me. And if it means I got to kind of struggle to make it happen, then that's what I'm going to do.
Clark's surgery is tomorrow. He wanted to see Justin before he goes to the hospital.
I just don't do well in competitions. I do not do well.
Aw, Jess.
Dear Justin, I want you to know that I'm with you all the way. I believe in your talent, and I believe in you.
Thank you so much, CT.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank God for you.
A living monument to the golden era of jazz, having played in both the Duke Ellington and Count Basie bands, Clark Terry broke racial barriers on American television when he was the first African-American to play full-time on the air at NBC while a member of the Tonight Show band. He also mentored the likes of Miles Davis and Quincy Jones, among others. In fact, Quincy is a producer of the film as well as a vital on-screen presence and knows there is a powerful message that this film is sending.
I would say it's the most inspirational thing I've ever seen on the screen and the most truth I've ever seen on the screen, and it's beyond music. It's about humanity. It's beyond music. It really is, man. It's got something is. I can't put my finger on all of them, but it's a strong sucker, man. And everywhere we've seen, I've just seen the people react to it, you know, just, it's not me, it's not my opinion, you know. We went to New York and it was like, 4 standing ovations and people were crying and everything else. Right after the movie, Netflix called, Sony called, Harvey Weinstein called, right after the movie. So I said, it must be popping, you know. But it's a great thing because, you know, it's coincidental. I just happened to be no Clark in 1947. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it, you know.
Director Alan Hicks also happens to be a percussionist and spent 5 years in Clark's band. And he describes exactly how a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner first met up with this talented young man.
Justin came to our university, and Clark was having a hard time with his vision. He was just starting to lose his sight, and I said to him one day, there's this young blind piano player at the school that, you know, maybe I could bring him around, and Clark was totally open to it. And so Justin came over and sat next to Clark and explained that how he went blind and how it's not as scary as you think. And he did this whole thing, and I remember watching it going, that's just a crazy way to start a relationship or a friendship. And then Clark found out that he was one of the phenoms on the piano, and that's how their bond began. And so where we pick it up in the movie, they had this very special thing between each other where they've been helping each other for years. And right at the time when we started shooting, things started to get really critical in both of their lives. So it was just a lucky thing for us, and one of those, I'm just really glad that it's documented that kind of a friendship between a teacher and a student.
Coughlin and Terry make a fascinating pair. Clark has diabetes, and his health worsens throughout the film. Meanwhile, Justin's star is rising, which means performances that have to be faced despite his debilitating stage fright. But it's Clark's fighting spirit that allows Justin to truly believe in himself, trust his abilities, and overcome the nerves when he is invited to compete in the prestigious Thelonious Monk piano competition. Despite the enormous generational gap here, Clark and Justin inspire each other in remarkable ways. And when asked to describe his mentor 70 years his senior, two words come to mind for Justin.
Joyful, beautiful. Like he says, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, I'm an old, ugly guy, but at least you think of me as a beautiful soul. I think that's exactly right. He has just the most beautiful soul, and selfless. As a performer, when he was with Duke Ellington, when he was with Count Basie, truly a selfless performer, because if you've ever been in an audience when he was performing, and I was privileged to be able to do that about eight years ago, seeing him at the Blue Note, so selfless, giving to the audience. And then as a teacher, it's the same selflessness that totally just permeates his whole thing. Joyful though, so joyful.
Joyful indeed. And the result of Keep On Keepin' On is an intimate portrait of two remarkable men. A student striving against all odds and a teacher who continues to inspire through the power of music. The film has already garnered rave reviews and numerous accolades from film festivals all around the world. The documentary will be available on DVD in January 2015. And for even more information, you can visit keeponkeepinon.com. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, WAER, as well as the station at WAER883. And to hear any of my previous podcasts, please visit WAER.org. Until next time, remember, jazz, only four letters, but as this film certainly proved, infinite possibilities. Take care.